The Pat Kenny Show
with Mater Private Network
on News Talk.
As you've been hearing on the news, a man and a woman were pronounced dead yesterday evening in a shocking double drowning in Ballybunion in North Kerry. They're believed to be brother and sister. Joining me to tell us about it is Sinead Kelleher. Good morning, Sinead.
Morning, Pat.
Now, you're a journalist with the Kerry Man, and your paper, of course, will report on all of this. But can you outline how the tragedy unfolded?
Well, it's very sad here in Kerry this morning. What we understand happened last night, that two people were seen in the water in trouble by locals on the beach. And the alarm was raised that these two people were in trouble. Now, rescue services rushed to the scene. Now, it's understood that maybe one of them went into the water and got into trouble and the other went to help them. These are a brother and sister, we understand at this point. And the man is in his 50s and the woman in her 40s.
Now, can you describe the area? I mean, is this a beach that is well used, many people on it, a popular beach, and not particularly known for dangerous waters?
From speaking to locals last night, what I understand, there hasn't been a drowning in the area in more than 30 years. There's two beaches in Ballybunion. There's the men's beach to the left, which is where this terrible tragedy happened, and the men's beach to the left and the ladies' beach to the right. The men's beach is where it actually happened. Now, yesterday evening, it was quite windy, so it would have been quite choppy conditions. But, I mean, this is a hugely popular holiday resort where people travel to all the time. And the beaches are used every single day and quite safely. I'm a swimmer myself, and, you know, we all know the dangers of the beach. But these would be hugely popular swimming areas used all the time. And it's very, very sad that something like this has unfolded.
I presume that the title Ladies' Beach and Men's Beach is historical, that the beaches are used by everybody.
Absolutely. Yeah. They're very historical names. Yes, unfortunately. Yes, they are. Yes.
Yeah. The feeling in the area now, because on a sunny weekend like the one that's about to unfold, the people will be returning to the beach.
Yeah, I mean, even last night, there were some people on the beach, you know, just afterwards who would swim there every day. And there was such an air of shock and sadness about what happened and how did this happen. But it's just a terrible tragedy that's unfolded. You know, there's no answers to this. Unfortunately, it's just a terrible tragedy.
And a third family member was present on the beach at the time.
That's what we understand. Yeah, this third family member was actually at first believed to be in the water, but that turned out not to be the case. And this person was on the beach and believed to have witnessed the actual incident that unfolded right in front of him. They were treated for shock and were with the emergency service last night while family was being contacted. Now, I understand the family are from the Roscommon area, but at this again, the family members have yet to be informed.
Yeah, we are aware of the identities of the brother and sister involved, but until everybody that should be informed of this terrible double tragedy, obviously we will not be giving any further details until it is safe to do so. All right, Sinead, thank you very much. Sinead Kelleher, journalist with the Kerryman. The Deputy Director of the Irish Coast Guard, Gerard O'Flynn, is on the line now. Gerard, good morning.
Good morning, Pat.
Now, this is a beach that is policed by lifeguards, and that was the case yesterday.
Yeah, first of all, let me extend my sympathy on behalf of the Coast Guard to anybody who's affected by this tragedy, and particularly the immediate families. In terms of the beach, yeah, it is a lifeguard-protected beach, and Valentia Coast Guard was alerted to the fact that somebody was in trouble. So the various Coast Guard resources were tasked. The Shannon helicopter, Coast Guard helicopter, had just completed what we call a medevac from one of the offshore islands, and the local community inshore rescue boat, Ballybunion, were tasked, as was Kilrush Ornillai, and the Ballybunion Coast Guard unit and the National Ambulance Service were on scene as well. So there was a very quick and timely response from the emergency services, as the previous speaker just accounted there. There was a fear that a third person was missing, but fortunately that risk was eliminated, and it just ended up in the double tragedy.
So all the resources that are ever to be available were deployed in trying to rescue the brother and sister and bring them safely to land, but that simply was not possible.
No, I don't think so. Yeah, you're right, Pat, in the sense that Valentia Coast Guard was alerted, the tasking was timely, and all of the possible resources were immediately available. So very little in these circumstances could have been done. And ironically, just the night before, Valentia had coordinated the successful rescue of a person who got lost in an area close to the Brandon Mountain or Dingle Coast Guard unit. Kerry Mountain Rescue, and again the Shannon Base Coast Guard helicopter had been successful in getting a person who had been in pretty serious danger rescued. So events can turn very quickly in our business. But as you say, in relation to Ballybunion, the response was timely and unfortunately didn't have the outcome that we would like.
Yeah. The conditions, we heard Sinead say that there was a bit of a breeze and the sea was a bit choppy. Probably wouldn't be untypical, though, for Ballybunion.
I wouldn't think so, no. I mean, an afternoon or an evening breeze is not untypical for this time of the year. I don't think there was anything to say that it was unsafe for swimming. If it was, I'm sure the lifeguards would have intervened. But I think a fresh evening breeze is probably a good description of the weather conditions.
Yeah. Do we know how long it took to get the man to shore? He was in a critical condition, it is reported, when he arrived on shore, and whether or not he had already drowned at that point and was beyond relief. Can you tell us?
I don't have the specific timings on that, Pat, but I would have thought that the interventions were very timely. We became involved. The first person had already been recovered, and the recovery of the second person, there wasn't a protracted delay by any means.
Yeah, and it wasn't known, it is reported at any rate, that there was a second person in difficulty until the third family member informed everybody that, my relative is also missing.
Yeah, that was a challenge for us. Our suspicion was that a third person was missing, so that meant that the search is extended for another 30-45 minutes. But in collaboration with Garda Síochána, it was established that nobody else was missing. But again, in these situations, we always take a precautionary approach. So an extensive search was continued after the other two persons had been recovered. But fortunately, that turned out to be, I suppose, a false alarm with good intent. But obviously, we take a precautionary approach, and an extensive search was conducted.
Now, the message here is that even in the best situations where you have lifeguards on duty and where the resources of the RNLI and yourselves can be deployed, it is not enough to avert a tragedy. There's also the responsibility on people just to be aware of how treacherous a sea can be, even an apparently calm sea, a cramp. Or some medical mishap in the water can lead to tragedy.
Yeah, I mean, look, the sea is very unforgiving, and we encourage everybody, we plead with everybody to take every possible precaution. What actually happened here, I don't know, so I don't want to, specifically comment on, because I simply don't know. But just in general, we appeal to people to primarily look after their own personal safety, never to swim alone, only swim in areas that you're familiar with. That's very important, preferably where lifeguards are present, but not every beach has a lifeguard. So don't swim in areas that you're not familiar with, because you can get all sorts of effects like rip currents, changing tidal conditions, etc. And, tidal conditions change from day to day, be it spring tides, neap tides. But ultimately, it's down to, I would say, never swim alone. Always ensure that somebody ashore is monitoring your activity, and only swim in areas that you're familiar with, which is very important, or areas that are supervised by lifeguards.
Gerard O'Flynn, Deputy Director of the Irish Coast Guard, thank you very much for joining.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Matter Private Network.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.